Hi, it's Mac. It's McColgan here on Audio Boo. First of all, let me tell you what just happened. A near disaster. A long while ago, probably about a year and a half ago, I took out my Zoom H2N from its wallet and was setting up for recording, and I was standing over. In fact, it was at the far end, the very far end of this particular path in the park. And I wasn't paying attention, it slipped out my hand and hit the deck, and I was so worried it damaged the mics. Fortunately, I hadn't. I just put a wee kind of ding on one of the corners of the device. So ever since then, I've taken great care, of looking after it. So whenever I go to set up, I try to make sure I'm over either grass or soil or something. And I've always done that. And I did that just there, just as I entered the back end of the park heading home again. And as soon as I got the device out, a good friend of mine's Mickey, the runner, Mickey, came along and stopped to talk to me. And because he stopped to talk to me, I lost focus and I turned round from the grass onto the path just to talk to him about something. He was showing me something. I thought, oh, yeah. And because I'd done that, I lost focus on what I was doing and dropped the mic onto the hard standing. And I almost... it was my fault, but I almost swore at Mickey. it's just one of those things, you know, the freak accidents in this life, and that was totally freak. 10 seconds later, I'd have had it hooked up and in my hand. There you go. So I've double-checked it. I haven't checked for dings. I don't see any. But the main thing was I put my buds in to check, to monitor the sound of the mics and everything, and they all seem to be well. So, oh, praise be to God if everything's okay. It just shows you what can happen in life. And if those mics had been damaged or had broken a device, I would have been angry at two people. It wasn't Mickey's fault. I really would have been pretty angry about that, to be honest. Probably kicked myself up the bahookie for a long, long time, because it had been quite costly to get repaired or possibly get a new one. And I don't want to do that because it's such a lovely device. Anyway, give me a sec, because my white earbuds, my Apple earbuds, the tail is dangling out the front of my trousers. Not my front of my trousers. at the front of my trousers, below my jacket, because I hadn't tucked it in properly. Anyway, that's not what I come here to talk about. Well, it's not what I was going to talk about. So excuse handling noises at this moment in time. Sun's going down, it's well down now, and the skies are beginning to get dark. And it's very, very cold, but it is dark. But it's Christmas weather. Well, I made a pact with myself I wouldn't mention Christmas before the 1st of December, and I haven't really mentioned it since, except for the Christmas due for the senior citizens on Wednesday night. So I've got a whole load of stuff to say about Christmas. I've actually got a list, and I've been saving them up. So, talking about lists, now that I've kind of, I'm limited with time because of what happened there, I'm just going to read out something here. I was going to talk about Christmas through the years in three separate parts, and I will do that, but I'll do that another day. Because I really need to get home to get the car packed for the Christmas street fair event tomorrow, which my wife is holding. Not, she's not holding it, but she's doing our tombola and raffles for the St. Andrew's Hospice. So while we're here, let's just have a quick prayer for weather like this, because this is the kind of weather that would be good. Nice, dry and cold. No wind, no rain, please. If a flurry of snow comes, fantastic, make the event. But then, go away again. So, what I want to talk about first about Christmas is a wish list. I made a wish list a wee while ago, and I've sat every evening in my big chair, and part of that was to think, what else would I like to have? Some of these are not necessarily wishes in the respect of a wish, but in possibly need. I need these things, but added to the wish list. Not that anyone else in my household, which is my wife entirely, will pay any attention to my wish list. Hi there.
Hi.
But, anyway, so here goes. and in no set form or or priority. And one's going to sound daft at the end. But I would like to have the iRig Keys Pro keyboard. Now, I was pointed in that direction by the great audio genius, which is André Louis at Freaky Foof, who helped me out with an idea about getting back into playing keyboard again. And I was struggling to find what do I really need. I don't want to go berserk. I don't want to get a great big keyboard. I don't want something that's not that good. I want something that'll work with the apps. And so the iRig Keys, and in particular the Pro version, I'm really, really fond of. I've watched YouTube videos, I've seen the reviews on it, and it's a great bit of kit. Even Jordan, what's his name? Jordan, oh my God. Ends in Less or Ness, Jordan something. He's a great musician anyway. It's terrible, isn't it? Anyway, he has done YouTube videos about it. So anyway, he probably got paid to do that, but it doesn't matter. So iRig Keys Pro, hopefully. That's a wish list. An iPad mount for my iPad Air for my Volvo, because I have 2 gigabytes of data on the iPad Air every month, and I hardly use it. It's mostly the phone. And so it would be great if I could get a decent mount for the Volvo whenever I'm out in it, and just be able to have that sitting there and doing all the things that I normally do in the iPhone, so therefore saving data. Not just saving data on the iPhone, but also giving me a bigger display, and I could very easily reach over and touch whatever I need to touch on the screen. Do what I'm doing. I think it'd be wonderful. I could also maybe get a real jukebox thing, but anyway, we'll see how it goes. Jukebox thing? Jukebox app. Stop using that word. Okay, I said there were no certain priority. Possibly a new iPhone. I'm actually quite happy with my iPhone 4S, but it's only 16 gigabyte, and I can't even upgrade to iOS 8 on it. It just won't handle it. I don't have the storage. I'm struggling to maintain about 1.52 gigabytes so that things can run fairly smoothly, and it's a constant struggle. I've said this before. So ideally an upgrade to at least a 32 gigabyte, and that would obviously mean a new phone, but I'm not due for upgrade till at the earliest, I think February. I think it's actually March, April or something like that before my official date. So I'll wait and see, but that's definitely on the wish list. If I get enough money, I'll certainly do it. The other thing I was thinking about, although the Zoom H2N is an excellent device for recording, I seldom use it as a desk mic, simply because I'd like to have something that was totally set up, you know, in a proper mount, sitting there. I can't remember what type of mic I need. Yeah, my mind's went blank. I was trying to remember exactly the type of mic that I would need to get good sound. Some of you people that I listen to on Audioboo do your audio from the desktop, and the sound is just excellent. It just sounds so rich and full, and that's what I'd like to do, have a proper desktop mic, apparently hooked up into my Mac desktop, and so I wouldn't need to keep plugging in the Zoom, etc., if I'm going to use it as an IF mode, in other words. Is it IF mode? You know what I mean, as mic mode. So desk mic, yes. I'd like to get, if I couldn't get that, I'd like to get a proper, decent desktop cradle for the Zoom. So one relies on the other, as it were. I've seen some, but I'm not quite sure just how good they are, and plus I have to be pretty well isolated, since the Zoom is such a good device, but it's very susceptible to noises and handling noises, or even probably rolling a pen across your desktop might you actually pick. I don't know, but these two are kind of in brackets together. I'd like to get a proper spoffle for my Zoom, But I've got my homemade one, which works perfectly well, but it's not, no, that's not true. It works pretty good. But I really would like to get a top-notch one that I can take out in really strong wind and for that to filter out. I was watching a news item on Russia Today about a week ago, and this guy was standing out, and I can't remember what the issue was, but he was standing out in the horrific weather. It was blowing a gale, he could hardly stand up. And of course, a professional big mic snap, but the point was that he had this great big beautiful hairy spoffle on his mic, and you couldn't hear a single thing from the wind. Okay, maybe professional editing could do that, I don't know, but it just looks so great. And I thought, that's what I'd like to do, instead of having to walk backwards at times or sideways to avoid the wind, even with the spoffle on, I'd like to get a really, really good one. I'd also like to get decent spoffles for my binaurals, for my Rolands CS10EMs. They are fantastic mics, but again, and even more so than the Zoom, highly susceptible to wind noise. Even a fairly modest breeze will introduce wind noise into your recordings, into your audio. I haven't seen anything. I know Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold mentioned something a while back, and I had a wee look at them, but the number one makes one specifically, it's almost as if you're going to have to buy something, and I don't know whether it's worth that or whether to create over-ear muffs, as it were. So put the binaurals in your ear first. This is only for windy occasions, of course, but to put the binaurals in your ear first and then maybe have these, I don't know how it would work, but elasticated, or with a headband, just muffs, nothing else in them, just the sound deadening material. So maybe something I need to work on, or if someone has any ideas about that. Because I've looked at the tiny spoffles that you do get from, I can't see how they're going to keep a lot of noise out. There's just not enough body in them. Another thing would be a good set of studio earphones for my Mac, because the ones I have, the Sonys, they're rubbish. They pretty much kill a lot of the quality of the sound. They're good for what they do, you know, very quickly listening for, you know, bad things in your recordings, but other than that, they're not very good. Even my Apple earbuds plugged into the Mac are stupendous compared to those. And so I'd like to get a good pair of studio earphones so that when I'm listening to stuff, I'm at least getting decent quality. I know a lot of the stuff is MP3, but it doesn't matter. It's the quality is rubbish through these Sonys. They weren't expensive at all. They do the job, but a good set of studio type earphones, not mega expensive, of course, because by the time I get a third of the way down this list, I'll be skinny anyway. So that's my list up to now for tech gear, and I'll no doubt before Christmas comes along I'll have a few more ideas. So the last thing that's on my list is tagged away at the bottom because it doesn't associate with tech stuff, is new cycling shoes. Because for the past year and a half, I have neglected my bike totally because of what happened to my original cycling shoes. And I've never got round to getting a brand new pair, a decent pair of Shimano's or something, and getting back on the bike. It's also part of my plan for the new year, for getting back on the bike and getting fit again. So, new cycling shoes. The bike is well good enough. It's still in fantastic condition. I still love the bike. I've no interest in changing it whatsoever. So it's really just getting cycling shoes to get back on it. Start to enjoy the pleasures of going wee down a hill. And up a hill. So there you are. That's my wish list up to date to now, as of the 5th of December 2014. No doubt the list will get longer and the money will get shorter. But if I can manage just say two or three, possibly four of those after Christmas with any monies that I do get in, that'd be fantastic. And my birthday's in January, so I usually get some money for that. So if I have to wait till till the end of January, beginning of February, put all the money together. I'm sure I can manage to get some of those, which is great. So it's not that I'm looking forward to Christmas, I'm looking forward to the end of January, because that's when I probably have the most money to go and do things with. Okay, so pardon me, still coughing. Back home again, home again, home again, jiggity jig. Right, how's your wish list going? Is it as long as mine's? Is it as bad as mine's? Is it going to be as expensive as mine's? Note, I have no wish for 60-inch television. Not yet, anyway. Speak soon. Cheerio, bye now. Oh, I need to remember to take in the binaurals, which are hanging just above me in the tree at this point in time, before they get frostbite.